Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Raldia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We were talking about some practical points and practical tips how to manage our teenagers' free time. So in our previous episodes, we talked about physical activities, going on traveling or arranging different gatherings. So today in this program, inshallah, we will talk about another issue through which we can manage our teenagers' free time, and that is study, reading books, which plays a very, very vital role in our day-to-day life, in our personality, in our role in this society, in different things. Because reading books means gaining more experience, gaining more knowledge. If you gain more knowledge, your personality will get increased. That's why our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the a'imma and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they have emphasized on, you know, reading the holy book Quran or any Islamic book.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this is one of the source of traveling, because when you study something, you are part of that person and that era and that time. Because, for example, when you study about history, you know, so beautiful. And when you said about the studying, I remember the beautiful letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He wrote in his letter to Imam Hassan, to his son, that, oh, my son, Hassan, my life is not that lengthy. You know, Imam was only for 63 years in this world. But by studying, by reading the history, I feel I have a thousand and thousand and thousand years, because when I study that nation or that history, I feel I'm the part of them. So I'm telling you, whatever I'm telling you is full of experience of all those, you know, thousand years which I have studied about them. So that much, you know, studying book has impact in human's life. So that is very, very important.
Yeah, I read a statement about Avicenna, you know, Abu Ali Sina, the great Islamic philosopher. He says, our life has two parts, you know, one is working and the other part is studying. Yeah. Either we should be working or we should be
studying.
That much studying has importance.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has divided us as a human being, that Ahlul Kitab and none, you know, like Ahlul Kitab, like people of book. Yeah, the human nation, Allah has divided two two portions. One is people of book and one are none, you know, nothing, because they don't have any book. Like book means here definitely the divine books, yeah? Ahlul Kitab, like the people they have Torah or Bible, yeah, all those divine books. So book, the role of book in human life is very, very vital, yeah, no doubt about it.
But it again depends about how we have brought our children, you know. If for 10 or 15 years or 13 years we have not studied in front of them any book, or we have not read any story for them, or we have not increased this quality in them, and suddenly in our teenagers we say, just come and study this book with me, so it is not possible. So to have a studying teenager, we should work since age 5, 6, you know, since age 2, 3.
Yeah.
So we will take a short break. Inshallah, after break, we will come back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Dear listeners, welcome back. I remember when our Ali was, you know, 2, 3 years, we used to sit and tell stories,
yes,
read storybooks.
Yeah.
So this plays a very, very important role.
Exactly.
If we have put this habit in our teenagers, in our children, so in teenage also they can become a good book reader.
I have seen some very amazing families. They give, gift, very important gifts of their life,
yeah,
is books. For example, she used to tell me, you know, my children's grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncles, you know, they all send all these amazing, very beautiful books in their birthdays. So usually we choose something, you know, like worldly, not wisely. We choose the gifts. That is very important, because whatever you buy for your children, and especially for your teenagers, so buy something, you know, beside that there should be a copy of books. So if we keep this habit in our life, that means, you know, the children will understand that, oh, you know, big is very big issue in our life, you know, especially as a parent. So book should be there always, inshallah.
And we should be cautious about what kind of book we choose.
Oh,
that is very important.
Yeah.
Because book and reading is our food of our soul, you know, as we say.
No doubt.
No doubt. And in the holy book, Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تَعَامِ. You know,
beautiful.
When it comes to food, how much we are choosy, we are very, very
fussy,
cautious,
yeah,
fussy. I don't like this taste, it does not suit me, I don't want its taste, its smell.
Yeah,
you know, how
and it's
much
not clean.
We are cautious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cleanliness is very
yeah.
important too.
So likewise, we should be cautious about this spiritual food. What kind of book we are choosing for our teenagers,
exactly,
for ourselves.
Nowadays, you know, yes, the selection of toys or books or film and food, everything is very challengeable, because everything is full of, you know, variety. And you have to, you know, it's not like before. Like in every step of life, you have to take the step with full of cautions, because there are so many different thinkers are writing, especially for our teenagers, the novels and the comics, you know, our boys, they love comics. So we have to be very, very careful which kind of comics we are choosing for them.
And for ourselves also, you know, reading a book means, in somewhere I read a very famous sayings of a very famous philosopher. He says, you can't buy the age of a philosopher, you know. For example, if he has spent 80 years, you can't buy his age. But you can buy all his experiences in the form of his book.
Wow. And
if you buy his book, means you are purchasing all his experiences.
It's really interesting. Wow. It's really, really inspiring me. So we can just say to our children, to our teenagers, that you can be a richest person by having a lot of nice books collection. And this is a very famous saying that poor people, they have big screen, but rich people have a big library.
Yeah.
So that is the rich man. So you're so rich because you're just buying all the thinkers and philosophers' age and not normal people, the genius one, you know, like maybe 50 years back, the most genius people have written a beautiful books. You can have all the collection of their thoughts, you know.
Definitely within, in our Muslim societies, we are lacking this quality, you know. Our houses are full of, you know, cinema rooms, you know, screens and laptops, but unfortunately they don't have a single shelf of books.
Sometimes, in
some houses.
Yes, yes.
And whenever they go to a different city, first of all, they go to the famous shopping center or the famous restaurant. And they never think about to go to a library or bookshop, which shows our mentality, yeah?
Exactly.
Unfortunately, this is a very, very important issue and we should focus upon it. Dear listeners, let's take a short break. We will come back after the break.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the 80th surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Abbas, verse 24, says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. So let man observe his food.
Welcome back. Our dear listeners, they should keep in their mind, if they want to grow some good and healthy teenagers, the habit of book reading plays a very vital role in their life. Definitely, we should know our, you know, bookshops. We should take our teenagers once a week, once in a month, once in a year, and take to the good shops where they sell books and to different libraries.
Yeah, and I think if we buy, sometimes they don't like it. We have to take them and let them choose, yeah? And if we don't have enough money, then they can go to the library and borrow the book and go and sit and read the book. So there are so many solutions. Even if we do the same thing, that we borrow some books from their friends and we give our books to them, so they exchange the books from each other. So we shouldn't just take some excuses that, oh, you know, nowadays books are very expensive. We can't take our kids every month to the bookshop, you know. Yeah. I have three kids. How can I buy for them? No, these are all just excuses. Even you can just exchange with their friends. Yeah,
some libraries, they, you know, give you books.
Yeah.
You can borrow from the libraries, even some shops.
Yeah, if there's a will,
cities.
Yeah, you will get so many ways. You need that willpower.
And to finish this episode, under the same ayah which I recited from the Holy Quran, فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَىٰ تَعَامِ, there is a hadith mentioned from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, Baqirul Ulum, where he says, أي علمه الذي يأخذه أمن يأخذه. Here Allah does not mean the physical food.
Yeah.
Here Allah means our knowledge. فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تَعَامِهِ means the knowledge from where we gain, from where we take. That is very important. Which kind of knowledge we take and from where we take.
So when you say this ayah, yeah, this verse of Quran fits for books and fits for even movies, dramas, films, because the writer is writing sometimes a book, sometimes a movie. So if you are watching a movie with someone who has written, you know, the person who is totally atheist and not having any good values in his life, so that is also very dangerous.
Unfortunately, if we analyze all the Hollywood movies or the movies made in, you know, China, Korea, or these non-Muslim countries, you will find so many things which go against Islam and against our nature and against our religion. So we should be very careful. And this is a very big topic. We can talk a lot, but unfortunately,
how to use the media.
Unfortunately,
exactly.
The time is running out. Dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us. If you have any question, comments, or any suggestion, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir, and you can follow us on our social media, Call of Islam Radio, and you can visit our website, parstoday.com. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.